Brett Hollander back with Jeff Zeribek, Ravens beat writer for The Sun. And Jay-Z, before we get into Brian Roberts, I want to ask you about Justin Tucker and how special he is as an athlete. And you wrote about him a little bit over the last few weeks. And in general, one thing that really amazes me, and people are commenting on the explosion in points over the last several decades and more recently in the National Football League in points scored per game. And it's obvious the rule changes above all things. But when did a 45-yard field goal become a layup?
I know. Brett, 14 kickers, I think it is, are hitting over 90% of their field goals. You got guys who are, 12 of 13, 13 of 14 from 40 yards and out. It's actually another story I'm working on this week, just about, what has changed. Why are the kickers so good nowadays? It's just, Matt Stover, for as good as he is, one of the most accurate kickers in NFL history. Obviously a guy people around here know and love. I think he hit 90% maybe three or four times in 16, 17 years. Now you have 14, 15 kickers doing it all this season. As good as Tucker is, there's three or four guys ahead of him who have better percentages. It's ridiculous. The state of kicking, I mean, obviously it's something now it's become specialized. They're teaching it at an early age. They're not just taking the kid with the best foot off the soccer field and bringing him over to the high school football team. I mean, kids are going to camps early. The fields are better. The strength conditioning programs are better. There's a lot of reasons for it, Brett, but the Ravens got a phenomenal one. I mean, he's clearly the team MVP. What were they be without him this year? Who knows? But it's not just making field goals. It's how he continues to do it in the clutch and pressure situations. I mean, this guy misses one or two of these over the last – you see all these kicks he's made. He misses one or two of these over the last four or five games, and the Ravens are probably not going to the playoffs. So that's how much he's meant to them and how important he's been as they've gotten hot here and won four straight games and putting themselves in good position.
That's definitely true. Right now the Ravens lead football in field goals made. They're up by three on second place, which is the Patriots. And also, the Ravens are doing it, and Justin Tucker's doing it, at a 94.6% clip. And you're right, Jeff, there are three teams with a better percentage. It's stupid.
I know. It's really is ridiculous. I mean, it's become automatic. You don't even – anything inside 50, it's just like, okay, ho-hum. It's ridiculous. I mean, when I was younger and rooting for teams, I used to sweat out like 35 yards.
Sure.
Now it's like an extra point for these guys.
It's really changed. All right, switching gears, Brian Roberts, his time in Baltimore is at an end. He's going to put on pinstripes, Jeff. You covered Brian for a long time. You know probably as well as anybody who's covered the club. Your thoughts on Brian Roberts, first, the player.
The first thing I think of when I think of Brian Roberts is just a shame. And I'm not belittling Brian Roberts at all. It's just a shame that this guy was so good. I mean, and he played the game so hard and so well. He was a really smart player who, knew how to read pitchers and positioning and all that with the base stealing. And he played so hard and was on some very good Oriole team or was on some very bad Oriole teams early in his career, was the best guy in some of those teams. And then when they started to turn it around, he had the unfortunate, concussion issues and back, and he just couldn't have been healthy. It's just a shame that Brian could not have been playing at its peak when the Orioles started turning around. I mean, he played a lot of good years. He had a lot of good years with them. He'll be remembered fondly. He was their best player on some bad teams, unfortunately, for Brian's sake. And, it's just kind of a shame that he never had a chance to really, show up in the postseason. But, if you recall, Brian Roberts had a lot of big hits for them. That one year where they were in first place for a couple months, what was it, 05, right, Brett?
05.
05. He was the MVP of the American League at the midpoint. I mean, there's no debating that. He started in the All-Star game, and he was probably the MVP at the All-Star break. And obviously that season ended with that gruesome collision with Bubba Crosby, I think it was.
Yeah.
And it went downhill from there. It was seemingly something every year. But I think Brian's time with Baltimore will be remembered fondly. I mean, he gave an awful lot to the franchise on and off the field. It didn't end how probably either side would like, but hopefully Brian still has a couple good years left in him.
Yeah, he finishes second all-time in club history in steals, fourth in doubles, seventh in hits, fifth in runs, tenth in games. Really impressive. was very serious in his community service. Jeff, I think that has to be noted as well. But to me, you know, I don't begrudge a player for leaving at this stage. This isn't Mike Mussina leaving for New York in the prime of his career. I have to think, though, the Orioles would have matched that offer from the Yankees. So I am a little, curious as to why Brian would not have done that solid to the Orioles and allowed them to at least match that offer or to go beyond it when you think about what the Orioles got back for a four-year, $40 million commitment. You were right there covering that choice by ownership and by Andy McPhail. And also, Jeff, I think this needs to be noted, that the Orioles, and ownership included, really stood by Brian when that Mitchell report came out.
Yeah, there's no question. They did really well. Peter was very protective of Brian. I will say this, and I say this not knowing, you know, I saw Rock Kabako, a friend of mine. He wrote that they didn't give him a chance to match. And I will say this, but at some point, if the Orioles are interested in him, go out and sign the guy. I mean, you can't take it for granted that he's just going to come back to us with no offers. I mean, that's what you just can't sit there and wait. I mean, they made a lot of comments earlier in this offseason that indicated that they were, you know, Dan Duquette's comments seemingly indicate that they were heading in a new direction. They wouldn't rule them out, but they were heading in, kind of heading in a new direction. So I don't really begrudge Brian at all. I mean, they acquired a bunch of second basemen. Duquette said as early as the week of the winter meetings that Flaherty's the top in-house candidate. He was touting him. He's obviously done his share of touting Jameel Weeks since they've acquired him. It didn't seem like he was really in their plans. You can't beg a team to come and be interested. And as a team, you can't just take for granted that this guy's going to get no offers. He's going to come back to us. So, if they blatantly blew off any Orioles interest and just said, okay, no, we're not interested, come back, we'll come back to the Yankees, I could see that. But if the Orioles just showed no interest and were just kind of sitting in their hands waiting for Brian to crawl back to Baltimore, he doesn't owe them that, you know? So, I think, and keep in mind, Brett, remember the Ed Reed situation?
Yep.
The Ravens said they were interested publicly. You know, they said, yeah, we'd love to have Ed back. And you know, they never made him an offer.
That's true.
Behind the scenes that they really, you know, they were clear with Ed that they weren't going to match what he was going to get, and they were kind of looking to go in a different direction. But publicly, they told their fans that we'd love to keep him. They didn't want to, you know, send a bad message and kind of slap Ed in the face to an organization that's meant so much. But, you know, they kind of were prepared to go in another direction. This situation kind of screams of that, Brett.
I totally agree with you, and that's very, very fair. And I do think it's time probably for both sides after 13-plus years to move on. One last question, Jeff, in about a minute here. When Buck Showalter got to the Orioles, at that time, actually, Roberts was fairly healthy. I thought and I felt there wasn't a love affair immediately between those two. I thought that was a very awkward time for Brian Roberts in his life. I didn't feel he was all in. And certainly, when I started covering the club in 08, I did not feel he was easygoing. And I would almost put him in the category of unapproachable as a young member of the media. I thought this year he was great. He was outgoing. He wanted to find every microphone. But would you agree there was definitely a shift in the wind with Roberts as time went on in Baltimore?
Yeah, no question. I mean, I don't want to say I had a falling out with Brian. I mean, Brian was treating me very well during my time on the beat. But he things kind of changed around. I just think, you know, there's some, you know, I think he struggled a little with the health and not being there. And he probably was a little defensive with some of the comments about how, you know, they're wasting a lot of money with him and he was Peter Angelos' guy and all that. I think a lot of it, he did change over the course of his career in Baltimore. It didn't ever affect him off the field. He still did great things. But, it's hard for me to say because I wasn't around him this year. I didn't see how he was this year, but I certainly was around when sort of the shift started. But I still think people are going to remember him fondly for what he, you know, what he sort of meant during a tough time in the organization.
I agree. In really tough, lean years, he played hard every night. Jeff, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Get some sleep.
Sounds good, Brett. Take care.
That is Jeff Zaribek, Ravens beat writer for The Sun, former Orioles beat writer for The Sun, offering his perspective on a variety of matters. Peter Schmuck will join us coming up at 8:05. We'll be back with